This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Wednesday, the 1st of September. My name is Audrey Raj and that, of course, is Frida Liu.
Yes, I was just talking to Arvind last week and it's as of today, it's 122 days before the year ends.
Wow, you're counting down
counting.
To 2022?
Yes.
I can't believe we're like 4 months, 4 months to go. Is it 4 months to go till the end of, wow, where has 2021 gone? On the show today, we are going to be talking about funding societies and food pandas pre-approved SME financing options. This is something that was announced in conjunction with Merdeka. We'll get into the details in just a bit. But in any point of time, if you'd like to get in touch with us, this is how you can do it.
Yes, that's Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio and also over WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Now, one of Southeast Asia's largest SME digital financing platforms, Funding Societies, along with, of course, renowned online food and grocery delivery platform Foodpanda, they've put their heads together to introduce a new pre-approved financing service that allows SMEs to get a financing plan without any repayment of principal for the first 3 months.
Okay, so a bit of background on who the Funding Societies are. Funding Societies is the largest SME digital financing and debt investment platform in Southeast Asia. Their mission is to enable fast and effortless access to funds by bringing SMEs investors together on their platform. Since 2015, they've helped a number of small and medium enterprises grow their businesses and in the process helped individual and institutional investors to grow their portfolio. So they're committed to improving societies in Southeast Asia through funding worthy and underserved SMEs.
Okay. Now, and it wasn't too long ago that Funding Societies started to spread their wings a little further afield, just over our northern borders, in fact. Now, back in April, the Funding Societies announced that they are now live in Thailand after being awarded the Securities and Exchange Commission's debt crowdfunding license earlier in the year. This allows the platform to support Thai SMEs and startups in raising funds from retail and institutional investors. Thailand marks the fourth market in Funding Societies' 6 years of operation, supporting over, I think, 65,000 SMEs in Singapore, Malaysia and Indonesia with over $1.5 billion in funding. And in Malaysia alone, Funding Society said it has successfully disbursed more than $160 million. That's 650 million ringgit to date, with more than 60% local market share. And they are also expected to disburse some 1 billion ringgit cumulatively by the end of 2021.
Okay, so that was regional. Back to Malaysia. So this exclusive pre-approved financing service by Foodpanda and Funding Societies for SMEs allows a 3-month extension with no principal repayment for a financing tenure of up to 18 months. Amongst the benefits of the service are disbursement within 2 working days, competitive interest rates and minimal documentation to ensure a smooth and hassle-free finance experience for SMEs. Wong Kar Meng, co-founder and CEO of Funding Societies Malaysia, said that their partnership with Foodpanda in May and have successfully extended 1 million ringgit in financing disbursed to SMEs. He added that they understand the ongoing hardships faced by SMEs during the pandemic, and to uplift the spirits of the SME community, he felt there was no better time than now to launch the pre-approved financing initiative with certain economic sectors starting to open again. He also added, by ensuring that no SMEs are left behind in their financing needs, it hopes to support inclusive and sustainable economic growth while reducing inequality.
Yeah, so how do SMEs get in on this? Here's the eligibility criteria for this pre-approved financing. Sole proprietorship, partnership or private limited companies registered with SSM registration, of course. Minimum 30% local shareholding and minimum 6 months in operations. Now, even that's even part of our requirements here, right? Open for Business, right? You need to be in operations for at least 6 months because we know how hard the first 6 months can be. Right. After the break, we'll actually be hearing from Sayantan Das, the Managing Director of Foodpanda for Malaysia and Brunei, and he'll be fleshing out some of the details of this partnership for us. And also, you know, if you're interested in something like this, you know, stay tuned for all the details. But taking us into that, of course, is going to be Doris Troy with Gonna Get My Baby Back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
And we're back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about pre-approved SME financing options. And this is the latest one from Funding Societies along with Food Panda. They've actually put their heads together to introduce a new pre-approved financing service that allows SMEs to get financing without any repayment for the first 3 months. Now, we have on the line with us right now Sayanthan Das, Managing Director of Food Panda Malaysia and Brunei. We thought we'd get him to kind of explain and flesh out all the details of this partnership for us. Sayanthan, thanks for staying on the line. Happy Merdeka. And in the spirit of Merdeka, I guess Funding Societies and Food Panda have unveiled a new initiative for SMEs, like we've been talking about before the break. But can you talk to us more about this partnership and what it entails?
So this scheme is a new pre-approved financing service that allows SMEs to get a financing plan without any repayment of principal for the first 3 months. Mm. Furthermore, if an SME were to leverage of a financing tenure of up to 18 months, they would actually get a further 3 month extension without the need to repay their principal. So this scheme is really tailor-made for those businesses that are looking to start up within the confines of their homes or small offices. And it's also tailor-made and really relevant for those entrepreneurs who are looking to get their feet wet for the first time and start their businesses from the ground up, especially within the F&B space. The regulatory approvals are fairly relaxed, and we want to encourage and empower as many entrepreneurs to ensure that they don't have to face headaches with respect to working capital. And so to that extent, this scheme even is relevant and applies for those businesses that are not SSM registered. Some of the benefits of this new initiative include disbursement of funds within 2 working days from the date of the application, and also competitive interest rates for partners on the Food Panda ecosystem. There's also minimal documentation needed for application, and so it's really a fast-track process to ensure that MSMEs and SMEs are not left out of the high rates of digital adoption that we're seeing across the economy.
All right. Sayanthan, how did it materialize? How long have you been, and how long have you all been planning this?
So over the past year, we noticed very significant trends with respect to a lot of the SMEs and MSMEs that already had ongoing businesses having to shut down shops. And so we decided that we wanted to look deeper into the ecosystem to understand what it is that we could really get ourselves involved in and how we could empower these SMEs. So really, the scheme has been in the works since the pandemic started, and it really materialized as early as this year. We understand that the past year and a half especially has been challenging for many business owners. And so our goal was really to help our vendors and our merchants sustain their businesses by having sufficient cash flow and provide them with additional assistance whenever needed. We also didn't want to leave out anyone who's looking to start their own businesses. I think one of the key lessons and one of the key insights that we've seen as a result of the pandemic is a lot of up-and-coming entrepreneurs are really getting their feet wet, taking calculated risks to get their businesses off the ground. And we have definitely a few success stories with respect to that. So we began speaking to the team at Funding Societies at the beginning of the year. And really soon after that, we formalized the partnership to provide this scheme to MSMEs and SMEs across the country. This new initiative was specifically launched as part of the Funding Society's Merdeka campaign. Mm. And as a result, we hope to ignite more and more SMEs to really take that leap of faith and to join digital platforms such as ours. And especially looking into the F&B space, we hope that we de-risk some of the challenges and issues that may exist specifically for F&B merchants as a result of this partnership. Mm.
All right. So what are the criteria for an SME that might want to apply for the initiative? You know, so, you know, the criteria behind it.
So applicants are really required to meet 3 basic criteria. One of them is they need to be a sole proprietor, a partnership, or a private limited company. They need to have a minimum of 30% local shareholding, and they need to have been in business for 6 months so that they have really the relevant experience of running the business. And also Funding Societies and Food Panda could build that confidence with respect to empowering that business further. But really, it's a hassle-free experience, and we want to make The parameters as relaxed as possible. And from that perspective, we welcome even up-and-coming entrepreneurs looking to launch their businesses on Foodpanda. And there are cases when we make exceptions, especially if we know that an entrepreneur has some relevant experience in the space, or if they have a great track record in terms of launching other businesses or having deep experience across other verticals or industries.
Right. So Sayantan, we heard about this sometime last week, you know, before Merdeka. But how many SMEs, you know, roughly have applied so far? You know, and is it a difficult process?
So far, I believe we have upwards of 1,000 SMEs SMEs that have applied for the scheme. We've been receiving a lot of positive responses continuously from right across our merchant base to up-and-coming entrepreneurs as well. The process is a hassle-free experience. As I mentioned earlier, we try to keep it as simple as possible for applicants. And so that basically implies that there's minimal documentation that is required. And at the same time, we try to keep the process as personal as possible. So if there's any questions, our team is always on standby to address any of those queries.
Right. So close to 1,000. And so far, around 1 million has been disbursed, right? How much more do you expect to be disbursed?
We're certain that we can continue to assist more SMEs within the upcoming months through this initiative between Foodpanda and funding societies. Certainly at the outset, when we started this partnership, we never in our wildest dreams would have thought that we would be able to disperse 1 million ringgit across relevant merchants that are leveraging off this scheme. Mm-hmm. But definitely now we've set new records for ourselves and new milestones for ourselves. We're looking to definitely add on to the initial 1 million ringgit that has been dispersed and hopefully hitting 2 million ringgit and 3 million ringgit progressively. The end goal here is to help as many vendors as possible, though. And so we wanted to give a little bit back in conjunction and collaboration with funding societies to partners that have really supported us during this pandemic. And we wanted to ensure that as many businesses as possible could sustain their business during these challenging times. And therefore, the funds dispersed is, of course, a key metric that we track. But also, we want to ensure that this process is as democratic as possible and as transparent and as open as possible. And therefore, we are looking forward to encouraging and empowering many more MSMEs, budding entrepreneurs, as well as established F&B entrepreneurs to approach us so that we can provide them with some advice and inputs in terms of how they could potentially manage their working capital better as a result of this partnership.
Right. Thank you for that, Sayantan. That was Sayantan Das, Managing Director of Foodpanda, Malaysia and Brunei. Okay. Very interesting. I mean, like, collaboration has been the word over the pandemic, the buzzword, you know, for SMEs over the course of this pandemic. We've seen, and this for me, when I first heard Foodpanda and funding societies, you know, I was just like, but this finally makes sense to me because it really, I mean, looking at it from Foodpanda's point of view, this really just helps give access to all their F&B merchants and F&B vendors.
Because if they're not in business, Foodpanda is not in business, right?
Exactly.
So I was just going through their website. So they've been around since 2015, funding societies. And I think when you think of the word societies, right?
Yeah.
You know, you think, what is this societies? Is it a bunch of people? So and so they've been around in Southeast Asia, and what is apparently a very simple process, eligible business. They've given the criteria around for 6 months, right? And then the risk teams then review whether this is workable. Then they have an investor network that funds the business financing in the platform. So they, when you look at the website, is, and do I need financing or do I want to be an investor?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's that element, right? And then, of course, after funding, the funds get dispersed to the business immediately. So I think the investors also know that the money is coming back to them later, of course, with their interest and all that. And if it's more difficult with banks, this is another option, no?
Yeah. So like what Sayantan mentioned earlier, this is kind of tailor-made for those who are just starting up, first-timers who, you know, have decided, okay, maybe I'm going to finally, you know, get my feet wet and start a new business for now. And, you know, like he mentioned again, regulatory approval is quite relaxed, and it also applies for those who are not SSM registered too. I thought I heard him say that as well. Competitive rates for those on the funding society, for those on the Foodpanda platform, right? So for their merchants and their vendors.
Right. Yeah. And I was also looking at it. So far, again, this is their website that they've dispersed over 6 billion, right? And ringgit. And minimum, if you're interested as an investor, the minimum investment is 100 ringgit. Right. So you, and their return rate per annum has been up to 14%.
Right. Now, for more information on that, I'm sure you can head on over to the Food Panda or Funding Society's website. And if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find us on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Taking us out of the show right now, we've got the Jackson 5 with Enjoy Yourself on behalf of Frida Liu and myself. Audrey Raj, hope you have a wonderful start to September, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.